Welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to share the power of the Word with the world. You are listening to Distilled Faith, the show about prayer. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show. On today's episode, what are the different ways that God answers prayer? Welcome to Distilled Faith, the show about prayer. We offer our prayers to God with our voice or in our heart and our thoughts, but does God speak to us? Should we expect that? What are all the different ways that God can answer the prayers that we offer Him? Well, today on our show, I'd like to welcome Louise. Louise, thank you for being here.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And you brought a treat for us to share. Tell me about that.
I brought a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon to share with you.
Let's dive on in. Thanks. So Louise, in your experience, what are some of the different ways that God has answered your prayers?
My brother was having surgery, serious surgery. He lived in Miramar, Florida, close to Miami, but it was about a 30-minute drive to Miami. My sister-in-law and I had to make this commute every morning and get on the expressway, and it was heavy traffic. So we used the we paid for the express lane, which was wonderful. It got us almost to where we needed to go, but it ended a half mile before our exit, and. There was six lanes of traffic that we had to get across in a half mile. And we're talking about this, what do we do? And I just said to my sister-in-law, start praying. And the two of us were praying. And it was like parting of the waters. We just went from lane to lane to lane, all six lanes, and just got over there and got off at the exit. And I saw God in this, and you could say it was coincidence.
Well, I lived in South Florida for a couple years, and crossing six lanes of traffic without an accident or in quick succession is pretty much a miracle down there, so yeah.
But it happened 10 days in a row.
Wow.
Yes. That was God. And when we took my brother home, there is one area that always has a bottleneck. And my brother, this was 10 days after some grueling surgery, and finally, he's off of his IV medication. And he was a little grumpy. Can imagine.
Understandable.
We get to this area where there was a bottleneck and we had to slow down. And my brother was cross about this. And I said, Jane, let's show him what we've been doing every day. We did, and within a minute, the traffic started to move smoothly, and it never did any other day. And he just said, okay, my prayer warriors.
Yeah. Well, and again, and I think what's interesting is we have this conversation is just how we pray sometimes in similar ways, right, through our voice, through our, as Catholics, we pray with different devotions sometimes for certain intentions. But yet, the way that God answers prayer is maybe through events unfolding in very favorable ways, you know, but it's not necessarily through a message or audibly, but through circumstances or through your environment. So yeah, it's just a good lesson for us to be on the lookout for God to answer in those ways.
God answers audibly too.
Yeah. Do you have an example of that you'd like to share?
Yes, I do. Shortly after my husband passed away, he died from, he had cancer and he had a bone marrow transplant. And he died from rejection of the cells. And that was a big decision for us.
Sure, yeah, very hefty decision.
And after I was home alone, my children all left to go to their own homes, and I started thinking, we made the wrong decision. Mm. And this voice was not my voice. It was not my husband's voice. It was no other voice that I've ever heard, and said, it wasn't your decision.
So you heard that in your intuition, just
yes,
very clearly. It was not your thoughts.
No, it was clear.
It was, yeah.
Very clear.
Yeah.
Yes. That's another way God does answer prayer. I mean.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have a running conversation with him.
Yeah. Well, and it was interesting. There's a blogger named Kara Kalbeck, and she talks about, we sometimes are quick to notice what we might label unanswered prayers, but we're not as quick to identify unprayed for answers. And in that case, I would say that was a clear example of an unprayed for answer.
Yes.
You were experiencing the doubt, experiencing the possible guilt of, did I make the wrong decision? And the answer came like, no, it wasn't your decision.
Yes.
So yeah, it's beautiful to see how God speaks sometimes, even when we're thinking to ourselves, but the answer comes. So what about another example? You had a story about going through difficult circumstances with family out of town and how that worked out. Tell us about that. How would you consider how God answered that way?
I sometimes think I'm talking to God, think I'm asking for something, but I'm actually telling him what I want him to do for me.
Right.
And it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I went ahead and I kept praying that I could go to Illinois to live close to my two of my four sons and be a Christian influence on my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved in. My son was a divorcee and had shared custody of his two girls, and they lived with us for a week and then with the mother a week. And I started allowing things that I never should have allowed in my home. And it got really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, this one day, I came home from church and I literally fell on my knees and started praying, asking God to forgive me. I don't know what to do. Please help me. And I don't know why I did not hear his voice telling me anything, but I just knew I had to get up and call my brother. I called two other people, and at first they were at church. I couldn't get hold of them, but they called me back, and everybody said, just get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I had all my money into that home. It's just stuff. Go and leave. And I did. It it took about a week so I could clear things up, and I left. I came back to Panama City. That week, I didn't see my son and daughter-in-law until Sunday. We were at Mass. Mass was over, and I just broke down and told them I really messed up. Mm. And this young priest came over to me, mm-hmm. and he said, "Hi, I'm Father Kevin.
Amazing.
Can I help you?" And I gave you the Reader's Digest version of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you told me to go out to sacristy door. And when we got out there, Father Pete was there, who told me about an apartment here. Hmm. And this was in January. The apartment was not available, but I had a place to stay, but I was virtually homeless because I was staying with family members. Mm-hmm. This went on. I had my stuff in storage at U-Haul. And finally March came around, and I still had no word of the apartment. Again, I literally got on my knees and said, "Lord, are you telling me I need to go back?" I got in the car, I went over towards U-Haul. I pulled into their driveway because I had to either take my stuff out or pay them. And they, at the time, $89 a month would have been really high for me. Mm-hmm. I had two free months because I used their trailer to get my stuff here. My phone rang, and it was Dennis, who said, "Louise, you have the apartment."
Wow, and right at the most opportune time.
Yeah, and he said, "You can't move in yet. We have to clean it up." I thought, okay, I can scrape up that $89 for the next month. And I walked in, I told him I needed to keep it. And she said, "Well, you're a customer of ours. It'll only cost you $49.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And it was just perfect. I had enough for that.
Well, and it's interesting, when you share your example, earlier in our conversation, you shared a story about how God answers through circumstance, through events, through the way things unfold. But what I hear also, St. Ignatius talks about looking for how we experience something through desolation or through consolation. And those are just global terms of, you know, when our soul mm-hmm. feels heavy or feels light. And what I hear in your story reminds me actually of the prophet Jonah. Jonah had circumstances get worse and more difficult because he was running from the Lord. Even though you were trying to do the Lord's will with the best of intentions, it was having that negative impact on you and those, as you said, unchristian behaviors in your home, just not a good situation. And it seems like the Lord was revealing his will to you, answering your prayers by actually letting it get more difficult, humbling you, as you said, on your knees praying. And that was a way I think the Lord was answering the prayer, was actually letting it get so clear that wasn't a healthy situation for you.
Yes.
And then as you, you know, came to that awareness, made the decision, came back home to a healthier environment, even though you didn't have all the answers, where am I gonna stay and all that, the Lord provided, you know, in a timely way with the consolation of having a place to be found. So it's interesting, you know, to look at, sometimes we think the Lord will only speak in ways that make it obvious that it's mm-hmm. uplifting and nice, but we have, even from the example of Jonah, God making things more difficult. Even in the Acts of the Apostles, Paul says that, hey, we wanted to go here, but the spirit prevented us. You know, so sometimes God says no as a way to, you know, again, making things difficult or sometimes impossible to be very clear in what he's answering for his will for us. So, beautiful. Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing your examples. You know, there's, I'm sure, some other examples and categories that we could share, but those are, I think, helpful ways for us to remember that we should keep our ears listening, the ears of our heart, for those intuitions, for our eyes to be looking about for the ways that circumstances unfold, and certainly paying attention to where we are restless or where we find peace, so that we can better learn from that, see patterns, see trends, and say, you know what, I don't think God is calling me to this perpetual sense of desolation and difficulty. I think this may be an indicator that I'm not in the right spot. I'm trying to do his will, but maybe this isn't his will. So I think you've given us a lot to think about today. So Louise, do you have a favorite saint or quote or scripture that inspires you?
Well, I have a favorite prophet of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And most people say, oh, he's not a prophet. He was in the, wasn't he in the lion's den or something?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he was, but he was a prophet and he prophesied Christ coming and dying and how he saved us and why God has given Jesus to us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't have a particular verse,
mm-hmm.
but that, it's as strong a message in that as in Revelation,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even a little clearer.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, and especially that example of you mentioned about being in the lion's den and praying and having faith and trust,
mm-hmm.
That is helpful to remember when we go through difficult moments, for sure. Daniel's inspiration.
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Louise, so much for being on our show today. And thank you for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to click the bell at the bottom of the video so you can be aware of upcoming episodes. I want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors. Thank you so much for your support. And if you would like to become one of our supporters, please see the link for Patreon below. We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we look forward to seeing you again soon on Distilled Faith.